News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish parents' overuse of smartphones is damaging their children's mental health. That is according to a stark new report from the ESRI. Dr. Deirdre Robinson, author of the report, told Shane Beattie on Breakfast Briefing more about the study.
We are all completely enmeshed in our devices, and we use them for work, we use them for social reasons, we use them for looking up information. There is research showing that if parents are online in the presence of their children too much, where it's impeding on parent-child interactions, then that's associated with more problematic internet usage in those children later on. So there is some evidence to suggest that trying to maintain connection in certain situations where you're not all on your phones is more likely to build resilience in children.
And for more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist and author of Home is Where the Start Is. Good morning to you, Richard. Are you surprised, I suppose, firstly, by this? It is pretty stark. The ESRI are saying we, the parents, are damaging our children's mental health now.
Hiya, Ciara. No, not at all. I mean, look, we are, as she was saying there in the clip there, we are all enmeshed in our phones, Ciara. I'm just back from the Philippines there with my charity, and I was watching the exact same thing play out in Asia. You know what I mean? Children being sat down in a restaurant and an iPhone or an iPad thrown in front of them. And look, all of this, Ciara, all of developing children and building resilience is about connection. We know this as a fact, you know, this isn't a hypothesis. We know that our children develop through their connections with their family and with their environment. And if your child is sitting there talking to you and you're scrolling on your phone, you're giving them a message very clearly that, you know, you're not interested in what they're saying, and that what they have to say isn't valuable, and what's going on in your phone is far more valuable. And then you're also priming them too for that behavior. So, you know, modeling is one of the most important aspects of parental life there. What you do and your children do, you're setting them up to repeat the same blueprint that you give them. So look, we have to, and it's not about, you know, tarring and feathering parents, because it is very hard to be a parent today, but we do have to look at our own relationship with our phones. I know I have to look at my relationship on my phone. I'm sure you have to think about yours as well, because it's so immersive, it's so intrusive. But I always say to parents, Ciara, you know, what do you want to say when those kids, because they will move out, out of your life. What do you want to say? That you were all separate, living these lives on your phones? It's terrible stuff, really, isn't it?
And that separation thing, that's the problem, isn't it? That we're all a bit disconnected because of this phone that's getting in the way, in between us. Just because we're slightly up against it time-wise, Richard, is there anything that we can do other than, I suppose, be aware of this and try and monitor what we do? I mean, my kids sometimes call me a screenager when I'm on my phone because they get irritated. They're old enough to call me out on it, you know?
I hear you, Ciara. Look, I would always say embed respite into your life with these phones. They're a Trojan horse. They're the things that were designed to connect us, actually are the things that that actually disconnect us. I would say get a bit of respite from 8 o'clock onwards. And when you're with your children, put them down. No phones at dinner, you know, no phones in the bedroom. Separate yourself out from them during the day and, you know, have family time and go for walks together and have family game time. Bring back that old kind of tradition of parenting there where you do things together. I know it sounds bizarre to say that's a tradition way of parenting, but it's so important for us because these devices do intrude on our relationships. And look, Ciara, the main thing here is our relationships with our children. That's the sum and summit of human experience, and we cannot give that away to a bloody device.
I know. I actually, what you're saying is very profound. It's simple but profound, and
it's
actually
simple. Yeah,
yeah. I actually do feel a bit sick myself about my own flaws in this regard. Thank you for joining us as ever this morning. That is Dr. Richard Hogan, their psychotherapist and author of Home is Where the Start Is.
Serious food for thought there.
I know. It's worrying, isn't it?
I have the power to change. I'm going to change.
Yeah, that's a really good line from Richard about it. Phones are,
a Trojan
we
horse.
Think that they connect us, but they're in the way. They are a Trojan horse.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.